My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is working with the FBI. And should his scammer Belinda be concerned? Listen and enjoy.
You need to tell me, because if you don't, I might die. Do you remember that now?
Oh, yeah.
You remember what I was telling about the FBI?
Yeah.
I can protect you, but you need to tell me everything. My life is at risk here.
Yeah. Lisa says, there's surveillance fees.
Funny, Lisa.
Lisa for the win.
Funny.
Trucker Tom says, he gets really white. Well, no shit.
Lisa for the win.
Yes. Started at $200, she says.
They asked me if I trust you. I told them I trust you with my life. They said that is exactly what you are doing. If she blabs or blows this, it is your ass that goes down. I told them I'm not worried in the slightest, and I meant it. I'm finally there. I finally realize you have told me all. I finally realize you're not keeping anything from me. I finally realized you love me. I finally realized that I love you more than I could imagine. I trust you. I finally trust you.
Oh, God. Sally Field here.
Which is what she's been waiting for. Which is what every scammer's waits for.
Yeah.
I've just gone going kicking and screaming into the night, not wanting to trust, not wanting to believe that this is all for reals. But now, I do.
You just fell over in the hayloft.
Oh, yeah. She's got a personal page loaded up with guys that you can't go to. I trust you. Oh, boy, this guy's
sucker.
A piece of work.
He went.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'll tell you what I mean. You trust her, you love her. Meanwhile, she's got a personal page filled with all these random guys that she
I also
has.
Know black magic, you asshole. I also know killers and rape porn. And now I'm working with the FBI. You have any other questions about my integrity?
Tom says he just went
No,
from...
I have it about your common sense.
All right, well, that goes without saying I'm a maroon.
Well, Tom says he just went from King Davin to Davin the Narc.
Fabo.
I go, the best part is the FBI helps those who help them.
Oh.
If I can help them get them the results they have not been able to get, if I can be a tool in their toolbox. Shut up, Joe. If I can be a tool.
Here, boy.
It's the Jewish dildo.
Yeah.
If I can be a tool in their toolbox, I'll be rewarded money compensation. I'll be able to come to Ghana. Maybe even bring you and Kasha back with me. Finally, a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
That's a double-edged sword.
It certainly is, Joseph.
That's a double-edged sword. What do you do?
But he sounds like such a rube. Like, she's on the other end going, can he really be this stupid thinking that he's going to get money?
Yeah, but here's the brilliance, though.
Yeah.
Can he be this stupid, but he's going to get money.
He's going to get money.
That means that I can pocket some of this dough. You know, it's
Who do I have to give up to him to get some of this money?
Yes.
So now I'm putting her in the position of turning on some people.
Yeah.
So I can get some real answers and actually report them to the real authorities, not Brown Cotton.
Would it be funny if she said that?
I have a guy.
I got a guy.
So what do you think of that?
I think that that's a brilliant scheme.
Finally, a bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
There's a lot of things to think about on her end. A lot of things to think about.
Yeah.
On that, you know? Maybe she could drop dime on somebody that died. Well, you know, maybe died or not scamming anymore. Or was, you know, and use the... You look like the Virgin Mary bundled up like that. What are you doing?
Don't be deceived.
Red Riding Pip.
I'm wearing a blanket coat.
Hey, you got a basket
chilly.
Of kittens there, little Red Riding Pip. And what's all that other shit you got in there? Oh, yeah, Santa Claus.
It's a U-Haul to Grandma's house we go.
Yeah. Santa Claus candles. What the hell? Hey, I'm the big bad wolf. I'm the big, like, confused wolf. I don't know what the hell to do with you.
Eat yourself. There's too much shit to lift.
Yeah, really.
Eat yourself. If he could, he would.
Back to the nonsense at hand.
Yes,
okay.
Little distraction. All right, so back to business.
Back to serious shenanigans.
Back to business.
The chat says, as the scam turns.
As the scam.
As
it's
the scam
been
turns.
Like that forever.
Yeah.
Though. Best bit in radio.
Yes.
Then I go, you there? I got quiet. She goes, yeah, I'm here. I was listening to you. So in short, what are you trying to say? I go, how come you do not understand me? It's all there. What do you not understand? She goes, I mean, Now, what do they really want from you? And how do I come in? That a girl. I go, they want me to do what I've been doing and find the scammers and take them down.
Ah.
Because, again, we're playing this angle. I know what bad people do. You're not a bad person. Kind of like Anne.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
like Anne, if you think about it. But this is way before I knew about Anne
Jackson. Yeah, but you know what? She didn't shit her pants the way Mavis did when you mentioned the black magic and stuff.
Well, she might have spoken Mavis. I go, now I just have government backup. It does not affect you at all. Nothing changes. Like I said, they know about you, but I've told them everything. They have no reason to bother you because you've been honest with me and caused no real harm.
My sweet, innocent Petunia.
They have operatives over in Africa working with the local governments. I've known this for a while. I was not supposed to know, but it's why I told you to tell anybody you know who is scamming to knock it off.
Yeah.
What it means for us is I'm finally there. I'm finally not looking back with you, but only ahead. She goes, wow, it's been a while since I heard such good news. I smile. I go, I'm sorry, babe. This whole thing's been hard on us. Finally, maybe things are looking up. Finally, I'm at a place emotionally where I am just like, yeah, this is my girl, and she has my back, and I have hers. Smiley face. So when we vidchat soon, it'll be very good and fun. Just you and me, though, okay? We never had that. She goes, okay, that's nice. I'm really happy.
Huh.
Smiles. And it's a smiley emoticon, so it's sincere. Thank you. Good.
I always mean the smiles I put on my emoticon.
You know, you're like an orangutan with a sniper rifle.
You're the monkey on this show. We've established this. No, like I'm not a primate like you.
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of like you're an orangutan with a sniper rifle. It's dangerous, but chances are he's going to eat the stock.
You know? You're going to eat the what?
Eat the stock of the gun. You'll eat, like, snack on it.
Because the thing, I don't think I like that at all. But the thing, I'm throwing my feces at you now.
Right. For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.